Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 54. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 25. More sunshine on Tuesday with our high nearing 56 and clear skies over Tuesday night with a low around 26. Still staying sunny on Wednesday with our high of 54 and more mild over Wednesday night, cloudy with our low around 31. Cooler on Thursday, sunny with a high of 49. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With a high interest and inflation across the nation, the real estate market has been slowly dropping throughout the summertime. However, here in the state of Kansas, there's still high demand for homes.
We'll probably go up and down, fluctuate a little bit, but I foresee them with all the market analysis that I've done, talking to all the experts, that will land somewhere in that 5%, 6% and kind of bounce around a little bit.
That was Boone Downing with Keller Williams on KWCH News, who says he's still selling homes within a week due to the high demand. And with mortgage rates still high and the housing market slowing down nationwide, he says it may steady out here in the state of Kansas.
We don't experience the highest highs or the lowest of lows. We're going to kind of stay right there, which is great. And that's why it's great to be in the Midwest. So your home value is going to hold. So you won't lose that appreciation.
According to the latest real estate outlook, with other parts of the country seeing prices of homes drop, in the state of Kansas, the value will continue to appreciate up to near 4.7%.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A brand of vitamins that have been sold nationwide and in Kansas stores across the state have announced a recall of the vitamins. As KSNT News reports that according to the Food and Drug Administration, the voluntary recall was put into the Mason Vitamins Incorporated, where the recall is for the Healthy Sense Daily multiple vitamin with iron, along with People's Choice Women's Daily Vitamin with iron. The recall was due to the vitamin A, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, and pantothenic acid amounts that were lower than the declared amount that were on the label. The vitamins were being sold in stores in the state of Kansas and across the nation at Bargain Barn, 99 cents only, Dollar Tree, and other limited distributors. In other news, a 23-year-old man has been injured after a train ran into a semi-truck in Russell County. KQ News reports the event happened on Friday evening, where police say the crash happened at Old Highway 40 and 181st Street. Nearby roads of the event had been shut down due to putting out the fire that was caused by the crash. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new health care program has been created between the CHI Health Good Samaritan, along with Creighton University in the state of Nebraska, to try and solve the health care worker shortage in the state.
I think it's very difficult sometimes to attract people that didn't grow up in a rural community, because they usually view certain rural areas, especially Nebraska, that there's just cows and cornfields everywhere.
That was Kirk Coleman, the president of CHI Good Samaritan on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say the program gives opportunities for students to learn both at Omaha and Kearney, Nebraska, and could attract internal medicine and psychiatry students, or they could start their practices in rural communities across the state. The program will include the students spending their first 2 years in residency at Bergen Mercy, and then finish up at Good Samaritan in Kearney, where they say central Nebraska won't see physicians come from the program until 2025. Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Engineers, the architect, construction manager, bond and legal counsel met with Marshall County commissioners last week to discuss options for moving forward with jail construction. The following options were discussed: continuing forward with a lease purchase, meeting with local banks to determine interest before continuing. This would move forward with a special election prompted by a petition certifying some 500 valid signatures, challenging the board's earlier decision to finance about half of a possible $12.5 million project through lease purchase. A second option, general obligation bonds, would use up most of the money county has as a debt limit. The bonds would have to be rated. Special legislation for general obligation bonds tax sales would take special state approval and would be funded solely by sales tax, but would delay construction. Or the county could create a public building commission that would build the facility and the county would lease. This would consist of two separate protest periods. Board discussed the options. No decisions were made. Community meetings will be held to discuss and display the plans for the new facility as soon as a decision is made as to which direction of funding the board will take. Reportedly, several at the meeting said communication about whichever method is chosen is key. A single public town hall meeting was held previous to moving forward with the decision to authorize construction and pursue bond financing through a lease purchase agreement. That meeting was held some years back. Washington County commissioners voted to approve just over $28,000 from the general fund to the health department, who had reported an October shortfall. All grant funds had reportedly been spent. Health department reserve funds had been transferred and spent earlier in October, and an advance had been approved first of the year to cover expenses. It was reported that a large deposit just days earlier would have allowed covering the $28,000 shortfall, but commissioners opted to leave the initial transfer for the time being. It was noted that vaccine purchases in October were significant, then costs recovered as flu shots were administered. Margie Anderson has accepted the newly created position, part-time janitorial, part-time senior services for Nemahal County. Commissioners voted unanimously to approve a resolution prohibiting political signs on county property and discussed pay and employee benefits for Nemahal County employees for 2023. 55% of some 7,000 registered voters in Marshall County cast ballots in the November 8th general election. The number of registered voters was up almost 500 over 2018, where 59% took part. 63% of Washington County voters went to the polls, nearly 30% voting in advance, another 15% voting by mail. Sarah A. Throm, age 73, of Beatty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sarah Throm. John Payshaw, age 57, of Marysville, passed away Friday at a Lincoln hospital. Mass of Christian burial Friday at 10:30 with the rosary at 10. Visitation at 9 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for John Payshaw. John W. Jack Nork, age 86, of Topeka, passed away November 17. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 2:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with the rosary at 2. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial of the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jack Nork. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chili with cornbread, relishes, mixed fruit, and a cookie. Tomorrow, turkey, mashed potato, green bean casserole, cranberry salad, and pumpkin dessert. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying much drier this week and temperatures will continue to improve. Temperatures will stay slightly above average this week. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. For today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. And mostly clear over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Staying partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Slightly cooler but still very nice throughout the day on Thanksgiving. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Temperatures warming back up on Friday, still staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and clear Friday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 53, record high on this date 75. The average low 31 and the record low 9 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:11, sunrise in the morning at 7:14. 28 degrees at sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 21st of November. It's 7:16.
Hunter's headquarters urges gun owners to keep weapons in a locked cabinet when not in use and teach the whole family about gun safety. Always assume your weapon is loaded and use extra caution when cleaning and performing routine maintenance. From Hunter's headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
Plenty of heroics in Sunday night's AFC West tilt. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Chargers hosted the Chiefs on Sunday night football.
Mahomes crossing pattern caught Kelce, 10-yard line, 5-yard line, touchdown!
The call on 106.5, The Wolf, the Chiefs rallying late behind three TD receptions by Travis Kelce to defeat the Chargers 30-27. In Atlanta,
he'll hit the 20-25. Here goes CP. 35-40. Patterson on his way. 30. He's got the 20. 10-5. Touchdown, Atlanta. Holy smokes.
On the Falcons radio network, Cordell Patterson with a 103-yard kickoff return against his old team. His record 9th career kickoff TD return. Falcons hold on for a 27-24 win. The Eagles escaped Indianapolis with a close win. Jalen Hurts' late 7-yard touchdown run rallied Philly to a 17-16 win. Some special teams magic with the Patriots hosting the Jets.
Stabbed left, granted right, down the sideline, to the 40, to the 50, to the left, left to the 45, beats the punter to the 35-30. Marcus Jones down the middle to the 10, into the end zone.
On the Patriots radio network, Marcus Jones's late punt return touchdown saw the Pats ground the Jets 10-7. The Cowboys stepped into Minneapolis and put a beatdown on the Vikings, ending their 7-game win streak.
Deep down the right side. Oh, it's caught at the 45. 40. Pollard. 20. 10. Pollard. Uncle.
105.3 The Fan with the call. Dak Prescott finding Tony Pollard for their second TD connection of the day en route to a 40-3 drubbing of the Vikings. To the NBA, Kyrie Irving returned to the Nets after serving an 8-game suspension. He had 14 points in Brooklyn's 127-115 win over the visiting Grizzlies. Day 2 of the World Cup kicks off in Doha this morning. Team USA tangles with Wales at 2 p.m. Eastern. This is Rich Cantu.
Still Eagles defeat Canton Galva 36-32 in 8-man Division II sub-state action on Friday. Axtell moves on to face Thunder Ridge in the state championship at Newton Saturday at 11. Thunder Ridge defeated Dighton 58-12. Centralia fell to St. Mary's 46-16. Nemaha Central beat Sabetha 30-14. Clay Center shut out by Andale 36-0.
Flamingo over McPherson, 33-16. And in six-man championship action in Nebraska, Parkview Christian took Pawnee City, 50-25.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, November the 21st. Well, the grain markets have been up and down here of late. Why is that, you may ask? Well, let's check in with Dan O'Brien. He's a K-State grain economist to talk about the grain markets.
We have lots of smoke and mirrors and international issues at hand. Within the last week, probably the main issue that's affected the psyche of the grain market has had to do with the goings-on over in the Black Sea region. Again, missiles that had landed in Poland with some casualties. First initial fears were that they were fired by Russia, and which would have signaled an escalation in a regional conflict. But seemingly they were missiles, defense missiles fired in defense from Ukraine that landed in Poland. So anyway, I would not say crisis averted, but took the heat off of that issue. Grain markets, of course, with that, what looked like an initial provocation, along with the possibility of an end of the brokered trade movement deal between Russia and other countries allowing Ukraine grain to come out. That was causing stress in the markets. It does sound like last day or so that Russia has decided not to go ahead and close down that agreement. From what we read, apparently they may have gained some leniency in terms of being able to finance exports, some other movement coming around. Apparently the United States and other countries were involved in that from what we hear secondhand. So with that, we're still, after all of that, positioning and chart. These corn futures have been trading in a range of about 660 up to 710 since, in essence, the end of August.
And that's Dan O'Brien from Kansas State University. It is Look Your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Innovation requires rare and brilliant minds, but K-State's ever-improving agronomy facilities boast the means for such innovation to take place. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State professor in precision agriculture and department head of agronomy, Raj Khosla, discusses K-State College of Agronomy's role in advancements of precision agriculture.
How do we continue to enjoy what we do, produce more food, do it more efficiently, and do it in a sustainable manner? I mean, those are the four goals of precision agriculture systems since inception. In agronomy, we have 100% placement of our students. So if you have students, kids, or cousins, or siblings, or whoever in whatever capacity, send them to K-State. In fact, not only 100% placement, if kids have it their way, they could have more than one job when they graduate out of the agronomy program and other programs in College of Agriculture. So we would really welcome their participation and preparation for us to continue to farm well with limited resources and be outstanding in our field.
Khosla describes what sets K-State's agronomy facilities apart.
We have Agronomy North Farm right at the campus. And that's such a valuable asset that we have. Taking students from crop science class to the crop science lab in Agronomy Education Center takes you less than 10 minutes. Right next to that is the extension and outreach. We can bring in our farmers and stakeholders and other for them to see and touch and feel what those new technologies are. Run a demonstration farm there. Another element I must mention that many of our faculty members are working on putting together a farm of the future right there so that our farmers and our rural communities can come and see and touch and feel and pick and choose what may work in their operations and what they want to embrace a few years later. And then empowering our undergraduates to be well-educated in the agriculture of the future. I think we're getting closer and closer to realizing that vision we have here at K-State.
Khosla goes on to mention the upcoming upgrades to K-State's agronomy facilities and how they will advance the future of precision ag.
This revitalization project that President Linton is leading here at K-State is going to give a big shot in our arm because the vision is to create a new research and innovation center at Agronomy North Farm. That will enable us to do interdisciplinary, cutting-edge work, working closely with engineers and social scientists and agronomists and soil scientists and creative thinkers from across the campus and also with private partners. The private partners are the ones that take that innovation and convert it into a product and take it to the farmers and farmers community.
That was Raj Khosla, K-State professor in precision agriculture and department head of agronomy, discussing K-State's capacity for fueling innovation within precision agriculture. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Hey, good morning. Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday. Hey, we've got a cattle sale, folks, and the good news is the cattle market is certainly alive. On Thursday, most of the sales wrapped up with a 153 to 155, about a buck or two shorter in Kansas, closer to the plants, 242 on the carcass. So certainly a good beef market this week. Well, we start at 10 o'clock here this morning, and at high 12 o'clock noon, we will get into the hay department. We certainly have that Kansas Prairie and Brome again. It's good stuff, folks. 49 Prairie, 24 Brome. In the big round bales, there is round straw. It's excellent. Net wrap, 20 bales. Round Brome, there's 8. They weigh 1460. Very, very good, clean stuff. We have round rye, 8 bales. It's got a protein test of 11.05 on the protein level. Well, the cattle sale, it's Thanksgiving week. It's always a little bit smaller, but I'll tell you what, we certainly got the quality here today as we look forward to the November 28th, December 5th, December 12th sales to be very large, I should say, of high-quality cattle, and we'll fire away on a good set of calves here today. In the cow-calf department, we have 7 black families, 6 to 7-year-olds. They got 30-day correction, 60-day Charley Angus calves. Another set of 5 black families, 5 to 8-year-olds. There are September-October black calves at side. In the calves here selling today, we'll start with Roger Dorn's 5 black baldy steer and heifers. They are all preconditioned at 550 pounds. Steve Epps got 12 head of black steer and heifers. They got a 4-week wean on them. They're going to be 5 to 600. Mr. Kuntz out of Philly has got 15 black baldy steer and heifers. They are preconditioned for 50 to 600. Lee Smyer out of Nebraska City's got 9 black baldy steer and heifers preconditioned. They're coming in at 400 to 550. Clint Mahoney out of Tecumseh, 23 black and red steer and heifers preconditioned, 450 to 575. Bob Harden's got a long wean and back on his calves. There's 35 black and red baldy heifers. They are 5 to 575. The Schrock calves out of Bennett, 6 red steer and heifers, are preconditioned at 600. The Roberts calves out of Syracuse are 6 black baldy, red baldy bull and heifers. They're coming off the cow with a spring vac. They weigh 550. Now, we've got a handful of single calves here today, guys. If you want to start a calf pen, certainly can buy those here today. Get them weaned and get them rocking and rolling. And we certainly will see another 25 to 35 head here today. We've got about 85 cows and bulls to start the sale. So 10 o'clock start, 12 o'clock noon on the hay department, and then right to the nice families. Well, we appreciate your business. Certainly, happy Thanksgiving to all. And if you can give us a call, that would be Tanya Rick or Danny, 223-3571.
The time to protect your evergreens from winter burn is now. We will share some seasonal tree tips today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 21st, the 325th day of the year. Actresses Goldie Hawn and Nicolette Sheridan share a birthday. Evergreen trees with winter burn are easy to spot. They've turned a brown or rusty color, usually on the side facing the sun. It comes from winter dehydration, when the tree is unable to replace evaporated moisture due to drought or heavily frozen ground. To prevent winter burn, water trees well this fall before the ground freezes and consider wrapping with burlap to shield from drying winds and excess transpiration. If you already have damaged trees, there's some good news. Most damage isn't permanent. Once new growth begins, you can remove the dead stem. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 28 degrees this hour. Warming it in the middle 50s for a seasonal high on Monday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend of football across the state of Kansas, starting off with the Kansas City Chiefs after coming back in the second half of the game and winning by 3 points, 30-27 against the Los Angeles Chargers. Kansas City was down at 20-13 at the half before squeaking out the victory with two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Kelce alone on the right. Coming across to the left. On the run, Kelce. Kelce, touchdown!
The final touchdown for the Chiefs came with 33 seconds left in the game to put them 3 points over the Chargers. That keeps Kansas City up at the top of the AFC West with a record of 8-2. The Chargers are number two now in the AFC West, sitting 5-5 for the season. Kansas City comes back home to Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday next week with a 3:25 kickoff in the afternoon against the Los Angeles Rams. It is a non-conference game for the Kansas City Chiefs as the Rams are sitting bottom of the NFC West with an overall record of the season so far at 3-7. Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
On a chilly night in Axtell, Kansas, the Eagles of Axtell move on to the state championship in pursuit of back-to-back undefeated seasons and back-to-back eight-man Division II state championships. Defeating the Eagles of Canton Galva here tonight, 36-32 on what was the Brandon Schmelzley show in the first quarter. Schmelzley started off the scoring, catching a 25-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Detweiler, and then put in a 2-yard touchdown run, making it 20-6 Axtell. Canton Galva answered back with a 1-yard touchdown run by Garrett Malby, making it 12-8. A 2-yard touchdown run by Detweiler made it 20-8 before Canton Galva got another one right before quarter, making our halftime score 20-16. Coming out of half, Isaac Detweiler fumbled the ball on the second play of the game, but three touchdowns in that half prevailed Axtell to a 36-32 win here tonight. Of course, the Eagles will take on Thunder Ridge Saturday for the 8-man Division II state championship down in Newton, kickoff at 11 a.m. On the call for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasky.
Axtell Eagles defeat Canton Galva 36-32 in 8-man Division II sub-state action on Friday. Axtell moves on to face Thunder Ridge in the state championship at Newton Saturday at 11. Thunder Ridge defeated Dighton 58-12. Centralia fell to St. Mary's 46-16. Nemaha Central beat Sabetha 30-14. Clay Center shut out by Andale 36-0. Wamego over McPherson 33-16. And in six-man championship action in Nebraska, Parkview Christian took Pawnee City 50-25.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball, live on KNDY.